Hi Gratitude Seeker, today I want to share with you an idea from a fellow Gratitude Seeker, an idea that made her Thanksgiving more fulfilling, and the beautiful thing is that it's really easy to implement. But first, like always, let's take a deep breath in through our nose and out through our mouth. Just a few days after Thanksgiving, I received this beautiful email from Donna Normanden, in which she shared a beautiful experience from her Thanksgiving. And luckily, she agreed for me to share it on the podcast. Here it goes. Hi Georgian, I'm writing to you because I thought you would enjoy this idea. For Thanksgiving this year, I typed out little strips of paper that had the title on it, I am grateful for. As guests arrived, I passed them out to everyone and asked them to write one thing that they are grateful for. I wasn't sure if it would be met with discomfort, annoyance, or how it would be received. But to my surprise, everyone gladly took the piece of paper. I had them folded up and I've put them in a little leaf dish. And at dessert time, we passed around the dish and everyone took one of the folded notes as we went around the table and read them out loud. We also tried to guess who wrote them. And it was a lot of fun. Some were quite funny, some very heartfelt. It ended up being a wonderful addition to our family's Thanksgiving tradition. I can't wait to do this again next year or sooner, and I wanted to tell you that I wouldn't have thought of this without you and your podcast. Thank you and happy holidays. Donna Normanden. So what do you think about that? I think it's such a great idea. It makes gratitude interactive. It's not something that you just put down and you leave there, but it's something that you can share with the whole family in a fun way. Of course, you need to be a little bit brave like Donna was to take the risk that maybe not everyone would love to participate or they might not find it an interesting activity. But nonetheless, it turned out great for Donna and I'm sure it will turn out great for you too. And I believe it can be a great idea for different kinds of gatherings, family gatherings or gatherings with friends. Instead of starting conversations with the things we don't like about our lives or the things we're just complaining about, it could be a new tradition, a new way of starting your gatherings, your meetings. And you can get really creative with this. And you can adapt it to your friends or to your family, to their personalities, or to the things that you have in common with them. Because like in Donna's situation, it puts the focus on something positive from the beginning. And to see the ongoing results of choosing gratitude and of applying this idea, Donna was generous enough to share with me a challenging work situation and how gratitude helped her overcome it. She says, "I had an interesting experience at work the other day. A patient got very upset and she started insulting me and swearing at me, even calling me a thief and a liar. I had never been called those things before. It was shocking and it bothered me, but I was actually able to use gratitude to cope with the situation. I told myself to be grateful that I am not her, that I do not feel the need to lash out at people, that she clearly has other more serious problems. I felt tremendous gratitude for my ability to stay calm and also for the other patients there who later told me, 'We think you're awesome. No one helps us the way you do. Don't listen to that.' Just thought I'd share that too since it just happened. I'm really happy and grateful for what she said, especially in the end of the email. And I quote, 'Thanks for all you do. See, because of you, I made it through what otherwise could have been many sleepless nights and anxiety from that moment, but not anymore.' Thank you so much, Donna, and thank you so much for sharing this story. I know for sure that It is inspiring and it will inspire many people on how they too can apply gratitude to make their life much better and to cope with such difficult situations. So, gratitude seeker, how can you apply these ideas to your own life? Ideas are great, but we only get the results when we apply them, like Donna did. So take a minute or two and think of how you can apply these ideas in your own life. If you already did, I would love to hear from you. Thank you so much for listening. And if you want to learn more about the essential oils that I keep talking about and how to use them, join our Essential Joy and Health group on Facebook or write me an email. You'll find the link to the group in the description. This has been George and Benta. Don't forget to keep seeking and spreading gratitude. Thank you.